Bikers, start your riding season off right with a great ride for a great cause. The first annual Sword Run in Clarksburg, Saturday, May 18th. Delicious, slow-smoked barbecue, door prizes, raffles, and a chance to win a $500 Visa card grand prize. Proceeds go to Motorcycles for Missionaries and to help build a new church facility in the local area of Clarksburg. Registration from 10 to noon at Norwood Park in Nutterfort. Rain date the following Saturday. Full details online at swordrun.com. Register online or get details at swordrun.com. That's swordrun.com. The first annual Sword Run, brought to you by 102.3 WFBY-FM and your local chapter of the Azusa Street Riders Motorcycle Ministry.
Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WAJR-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now, your host, author, teacher, and pastor, Doug Joseph.
Join us on Easter Sunday as we enjoy the power-packed ministry of Pascal Kreitz, prior youth president of the West Virginia District United Pentecostal Church. There will be two amazing services at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Then, the weekend following Easter, come for the second of our series of Fresh Oil Conferences. This powerful time of anointing at Christian Apostolic Church will be held Friday at 7 p.m., Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. You're sure to be blessed by the anointing and energy of the one and only Earl Rodehaver from Uniontown, Pennsylvania. Speaking of our Fresh Oil series, today we're bringing you part one of the second night's message from our first Fresh Oil Conference hosted recently at our church. In this installment, the wonderful Mark McCool of Ocean Springs, Mississippi, preaches, "You came for a blessing, but you're leaving with a miracle."
Join me in giving a great big Christian Apostolic Church welcome to our speaker tonight, Evangelist Mark McCool from Ocean Springs.
Come on, let's give the Lord a good hand clap of praise for what he's already been doing. Hallelujah! Come on, let's magnify him right now. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's shout to him with a voice of triumph and victory in this house. Oh, hallelujah! Glory, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come on, go ahead and enjoy your Holy Ghost today. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house right now. I know, Brother Shaq, that the lightning hits you, but I tell you what, there's a power greater than all the lightning in the world. And he not only has the power to take it, but God has the power to give light back. Something real and powerful is going to happen in this house. Woo! Come on, let's praise him right now, magnify him. My, hallelujah. Come on, go ahead, worship him. Come on, let's push through in the Holy Ghost. Go ahead and take it to the next level. Go ahead, you've got God's permission. Come on, you've got God's invitation. Some of you came here looking for God to move. Honey, God's already in this house. God's already moving for you. God's already doing the work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just got to say hallelujah. Oh, my. Praise God. I tell you what now. I don't know if you feel what I feel right now, but I'm about drunk on it. I'm going to tell you something. God is in this house. And if you want something from the Lord, he gonna do it. Oh, yeah. Some of y'all, your faith is in reverse tonight. And you think, well, I haven't done good enough to get God to do it. I got news for you. It's not according to your worthiness, baby. You ain't gonna get good enough to get God, and you're not gonna get good enough to get God's goods. According to His grace and His mercy, He not only saved us, but I got news for you. That's when God specializes, because nobody can take glory for it then. Somebody say amen. Psalm 62 verse 5. We're going to also read from Acts chapter 3. Psalm 62 and verse 5 in Acts chapter 3. And I don't know how long I'll preach. Probably not that long. I've been guilty of saying that, and then it's just Katie bar the door, praise God. But we're going to have good church. I'm going to have good church. I've already had good church, but I'm going to have some good church. My. Honor to Brother and Sister Joseph. It's fine church. Amen. God's going to do some blessings. God's going to do some healings. Well, I believe it. Psalm 62 and verse 5. Everybody read it with me. Now look, if you're going to read this, read it like a bunch of apostolics. Don't get over there like some quiet mouse over there whispering it out. Read it with me. Just verse 5. Psalm 62, verse 5. Everybody, 1, 2, 3. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. Oh, that sounds good. Let's do it again. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. Oh, yeah. Go ahead and be turning to Acts chapter 3 now, verse 1. I'll read from Psalm 23, verse 18. For surely there is an end. And somebody say hallelujah. And thine expectation shall not be cut off. For surely there is an end. There is an end to what you're going through. And thine expectation, what you believed God for, what you claimed in faith, what you asked God to do, thine expectation shall not be cut off. Acts the 3rd chapter, looking now at verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the 9th hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they lay daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. You can't blame a man for doing what he's always done. It takes at least a little bit of faith to do that. The Bible said, who seen Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them. But it didn't stop there. The proverbial pause comes into play. And it said he gave heed. And everybody say, how do you do it, preacher? Expecting. Don't be afraid of the pauses in your life, but as long as you're still expecting something to happen, I'm telling you, anything can take place. He gave heed unto them expecting to receive. Everybody said something. Didn't say exactly what it was. Commentators say he looked for some change, he looked for some money, he looked for some finances, but really the Bible doesn't clarify that. It just said something. Y'all are doing great. Y'all gonna preach me to death. He gave heed unto them expecting to receive something. I just feel so inclined tonight that somebody came here doing exactly what I'm going to preach about tonight.
You came looking for a blessing, but you're going to leave here finding a miracle. Come on, let's give God praise right now. Come on, let's lift up the name of Jesus. Go ahead. Dare to believe Him right now. Come on, go ahead. Praise Him. Go ahead and worship Him. Begin to call on that name that is above every name. Come on. It's the power of a name that is able to heal the sick, to raise the dead. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. If you hadn't put your Bible down, put it down. We're going to do this one more time. I don't know about you. I'm plugged in. Now, if I act crazy tonight, you don't even worry about that. Just that boy's from Mississippi. He's as crazy as a runover dog. Amen. But we're going to have church. Is that all right? I want you to worship the Lord one more time. Let's ask God to do something extraordinary in this house. Extraordinary. For my brother, extraordinary. For my sister. Yes, Lord, I thank you now. And I give you praise because you're worthy. I give you praise because you're extraordinary. And I ask you right now to, Lord, have your way. That's it. Praise Him. Go ahead, take another 30 seconds. Let's worship Him. And everybody shout hallelujah. God bless you tonight. You can be seated in Jesus' name. The Bible tells us that many signs and wonders were done by the hands of the apostles of Jesus Christ. And there was, of course, the great miracle of the day of Pentecost itself, with the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, with the Spirit of God sent down from above. Because of their faithful obedience and their desire to see God move and manifest His power, that they began in their quest to see God do great things, that they left that place called Bethany when Jesus lifted up His hands and blessed them and commanded them to go to the city of Jerusalem until they be endued with power from on high. And for 10 days approximately, they tarried in that lowly upper room in the Jerusalem city. And there they began to break bread and fellowship. They prayed together. They believed together. But the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 2 that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, that when they were all together in one accord, that suddenly there came a sound from heaven like as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And I feel that fire burning in this service tonight. Do you feel what I feel? I'm telling you, if you feel the power of the Holy Ghost here, why don't you go ahead and let's give God praise, because you came to church. You came to the presence of God. You came with an expectancy. Hey, God's going to pour it out in this house tonight. So we see here how that the Lord began to manifest through these believers His inexhaustible power and His limitless ability to work His greatness in the midst of human weakness and frailty. And in our text, we find the results of a praying church. Everybody say that with me. A praying church. We find the results of a believing church. Say it with me. A believing church. And you and I experience with them the results of a powerful church that was ignited and on fire with a vision to evangelize their then known world. They came rolling out of the upper room, drunk on the Spirit. It got the attention of the dead, dull, dry religious people of that day, who had come, as it were, protocol, because it was the feast day. But the Lord wanted them to know that I've got more than what you have ever experienced before. I've got something greater. I've got something more powerful than you have ever seen in your life. I don't know about you, but I'm glad for the day that somebody told me that God had more for me, that I didn't have to live in sin and I didn't have to live bound, but whosoever the Son of Man would set free would be free indeed. And I came to God with an expectancy. Hey, God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. And so it was with this atmosphere where there was an expectancy. There was a curiosity. There was something that drew the city together to see these Holy Ghost filled believers as they began to speak in other tongues, as the Spirit of God gave them the utterance. They were inquisitive. They were drawn with an expectancy. And it was this expectancy that opened the door to cause the message of the gospel to come forth with power and anointing. But they realized that it was not merely these apostolic believers. It was not merely them per se, but rather it was the power of God that was so evident among them that drew them to the presence of these believers. I want you to understand that anytime you are in the presence of a Holy Ghost filled child of God, you are in the presence of royalty. You say, preacher, are you being arrogant? No, I'm just telling you the way that it is, because now that we are children of the King, I'm an heir, honey, to greater things. Come on, that's what the Holy Ghost is. It's the earnest of your inheritance that's going to be revealed. But it was in this time that there was such presence of God, there was such evidence of His domain, that people began to reach out. People began to be stirred. There was an expectancy for something very special or extraordinary to take place. The Bible tells us that there were approximately 3,000 that were filled with the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, approximately 5,000 the next day. But it's here that we find Peter and John in this chapter that we have read from, that as they began to do what was the protocol, they began to do what was the normal thing to do for them. They were not just going through the motions, but it was something that they practiced. They were going into the temple. It was the hour of prayer. It was an appointed time. And here they come, and they were doing their thing. But it was going to be a different day for them. It was going to be a time that they were going to experience a greater manifestation of God's power, that God would work through them some extraordinary acts. I don't know about you, but I don't come to church to go through the motions. And I hope that Pentecost, we've come to the day that we never get tired of the glory. We never get tired of the newness. You're not hearing me. I hope that we never get tired of feeling the power of God in our life, where we run the aisles and we worship God and we praise Him. Come on, help me preach. I'm telling you, we've got to get back to a freshness and a renewal. And I feel that in this house today. There has got to be a passion that brings a renewed Pentecost in our lives. There has got to be a passion that brings the power of God into our midst and into our lives. The Lord is in this house tonight, and I truly believe that He is here not only to save and to deliver, but the Lord is in this house to heal the sick. God is here to perform miracles. It's awful quiet in here, but I'm going to preach to you anyhow, because the same God that touched Brother Zach and raised him from the dead is walking up and down the aisles of this church, and He can still open the ears, He can open the blinded eye, He can loose the dumb tongue, He can lift you. And there is such an unction of the Spirit that is moving here. And it is here that Peter and John make their way to the temple at the hour of prayer. They were simply doing what they knew was the right thing to do. And I want to submit to this church, never stop doing the right things. And I feel that somebody's been paying the price and doing some of those things around here. Somebody's been doing some praying. Somebody's been doing some fasting. Somebody's been doing some witnessing. Somebody's been doing some outreach. Somebody's been making themselves available to the power of God in this house. That is why you feel what you feel. That's why we're experiencing what we're experiencing here. It is because somebody is hungry for a manifestation of God's power and His glory. Hey, don't come up here and give me any dead, dull, dried up religion. Honey, that don't change nobody. But you give me Holy Ghost and fire. Honey, it'll change the derelict. It'll deliver the demoniac. It'll set the drunkard free. It'll pull the marriage out of the divorce court. Somebody shout yes. And Peter and John doing just what they knew was the right thing to do. Turn around and tell your neighbor, say, keep doing the right thing. They remembered the words of Jesus Christ that men ought always to pray and not to faint. They remembered the words of Matthew 18 and verse 19. When Jesus said, again, I say unto you, that if two of you agree on earth as touching any one thing that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father. They remembered what Jesus said. It was not the first time Jesus had addressed the subject, for the Bible is clear. Again, I say unto you, sometimes the Lord has to come alongside and gently remind us of His promise and the power of His word, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching any one thing that they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father. And if Jesus said it, I believe it. That settles it. If Jesus said it, then I expect that He's going to do. You not hearing me? If Jesus said it, then I should expect that He's going to do what He said He would do if I would only touch and agree and ask when I pray. They remembered the words of the Lord that He spoke in Mark chapter 11 when He said, have faith in God. Somebody shout it with me. Have faith in God. Say it again. Have faith in God. Not faith in faith. Not faith in your pocketbook. Not faith in your attorney. Not faith in you're awful quiet in here. I can hear a rat licking ice. I'm telling you, you just got to get real. You got to get honest and say, hey, my faith is not in the pill. My faith, you're not hearing me. My faith is not anchored. Come on, in the shaky ground and the promises of men. But my faith is built upon the everlasting word of Jesus. Have faith in God. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, everybody said, whosoever. Come on, say it like you mean it. Whosoever. Turn around, tell your neighbor, whosoever. Somebody say, that means me. Point to your neighbor and say, that means you. Whosoever shall say to this mountain. Anybody got a mountain in your life? It's time you start talking back to your mountains. Get off the phone and quit talking to your neighbor. Stop your complaining and start claiming. No, you're not hearing me. It's time for somebody. Can I just preach? It's time for somebody to quit all your belly aching, all your complaining. Come on, and quit talking about how negative the world is in your situation and your problem, and start talking about how powerful your God is and what God can do in your life. God's able in this house to do what you need. Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's worship Him right now. Come on, I'm going to quit complaining. I'm going to start claiming. I'm going to believe that God is a... His servants shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he, everybody said, saith. Say it again, saith. This ain't got anything to do with name it, claim it, blab it, grab it. Right? It has to do with what I ask God in prayer. Everybody said prayer. He said, if you believe the things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. It didn't tell us exactly what it was. He just said, speak to the mountain. And he said, if you believe and don't doubt in your heart, he said, you'll receive those things that you say, that you're talking about, what you've addressed to the Lord, what you're asking God to do. Therefore, everybody said, therefore, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, not when you play, but when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Let me break it down for you. That whatsoever things you desire when you pray, you've got to believe that God is not only hearing you, but that God is ready and willing and will do what you're asking him to do. No, you're not hearing me. I'm telling you, if you're going to pray and you're going to ask, then why don't you believe? No, you're not hearing me. If you're going to pray and you're going to ask, then honey, why don't you dare to believe that you've got a great big God who holds the world in his hands, courses rivers in the desert. Come on, you've got a great God. You must exercise your faith. You must expect something to happen. Turn around and tell your neighbor, what are you expecting? Some of you better not answer that. You see, there is power even in collective faith. For he said, where two agree on earth is touching any one thing. There's power in collective faith. But even collective faith is powerless if there is no desire, if there is no belief, and there is no expectancy of God. Here it is. They come to the temple at the hour of prayer. They come to a central place to every Jew. They come to a place where people come together with God. And honey, you're here tonight. And if you're here and you came and then you weren't just coming to punch the clock, you weren't coming just to show your face in the place, then why don't you go ahead and let God begin to move in your life? I don't know why the Holy Ghost checked me to preach this tonight, but I do know this, that you came here, some of you, just barely by the skin of your teeth, you came here saying, my God, if I could just get through the day, but I've come to declare to you, you are in the presence of a God that is able to do anything. He's able to do everything. He's able to heal your body tonight.
Thank you for listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com. Catch the Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WAJR-FM.
Bikers, start your riding season off right with a great ride for a great cause. The first annual Sword Run in Clarksburg, Saturday, May 18th. Delicious slow-smoked barbecue, door prizes, raffles, and a chance to win a $500 Visa card grand prize. proceeds go to Motorcycles for Missionaries and to help build a new church facility in the local area of Clarksburg. Registration from 10 to noon at Norwood Park in Nutterfort. Rain date the following Saturday. Full details online at swordrun.com. Register online or get details at swordrun.com. That's swordrun.com. The first annual Sword Run, brought to you by 102.3 WFBY-FM and your local chapter of the Azusa Street Riders Motorcycle Ministry.